All right, my divine family. Sean Linnell, IBL. And this is the word. In continuing from the last broadcasting, I wanted to merge into realness. For what we have heard in these days, last days, or some non-sensual things that pertains to nothing in regards to our souls. You know, our souls are way more special, stand for way more than to retrieve and receive lies from the outside. When truth was given upon our fall, discern. So, irregardless of the fact, let me move on. Going from the last broadcasting, speaking on prophetic happenings, dreams, visions, and things that may happen in your life or lifetime, but shall surely come to pass. So fret not, have faith. But in extension to the last broadcasting, the last recording, what have you, speaking on certain things that many may be confused on. Like in one vision that I revealed, partially revealed in the last broadcasting. Well, in the end of the vision, upon waking, I had vomited. But why is that so? And why is that meaningful or matters right now? In the midst of introducing this phase of broadcasting, this phase of recording, why all of a sudden come up with vomiting? Which I said there just to be true, to let you know I'm wholeheartedly pure in the sense of truth and holiness in the sense of truth, not willing to steer anyone upon the wrong path, but just to speak true truth. In regards to one vision in a previous broadcast, and I feel as though this is meaningful and would help. Yes, I had a feeling in my abdomen upon waking. I was queasy up to the point, let it be known, that it's nothing that because of the vision or dream, it made me queasy or sick to my stomach that I had to spew out some things upon waking, which that wasn't the case. Neither was any bad taste in my mouth. It was just the happening. But the reason why I brought that up was because there are many things upon revealing certain visions, dreams, happenings, that all topics, all things within that subject would not be revealed. It may be a waste of time or something small, something minute, something that one may not benefit from, but it surely happened. And since I have the subject up and going back into the previous broadcasting, I brought up the fact of dealing with Jezebels and one being married to a Jezebel. Now, within visions and dreams, these Jezebels may take up into the manifestations of who they're dealing with now, their wife, their girlfriend, or whoever their significant other is that is significant to their relationship of the opposite sex. Using that as a token of rule of knowledge, a ruler of knowledge, the opposite sex being that this is what we dealt with from the beginnings, because it took opposite sex to make life, to bring forth that to fruition, for that child to meet the opposite sex to bring forth life again. no matter what, male or female, as long as they meet that opposite sex, it perpetuates life as what the Most High commanded it. But anyway, getting back into transitioning from the last broadcast, things that I haven't really revealed due to time, due to revelation, because the time is at hand and we seem to be running out of time, which time is not important once you see your side upon the line in which you need to be on, which is the right side and not the left. But speaking on Jezebels, which is what I spoke on last video, sometimes these things can be revealed to one, and it can be taken out of context if they don't discern the interpretation. For a lot of us wrestle with demons, Satan, Jezebels, and things of that nature. So take not heed to who this Jezebel one may be married to, because it may not be the wife in which ye discern. Or it may be. Not only it may be the source of all iniquities. Who knows? But upon dream interpretation, and vision interpretation, and prophetic interpretation, it takes one who is chosen, one who is elect. Look at elect. Not only elected, but look at the term being applied to power, electricity. Elect. This thing, words, are very powerful. We have yet to discern fully, even those in secret, does not discern all. For the all-seeing, all-knowing discerns all and sees all. So take not heed to these interpretations to be placed upon those that you may think they apply to. The things that may have not been revealed fully, or something revealed but not spoken upon firmly, as if it's left out for one's interpretation, in which one can misinterpret. So I'll say all these things in many ways for one to discern in what I'm speaking, not to get far-fetched in their own minds, to misinterpret one thing so that they may lose their own souls. For one and many, but one who chooses to lead a pack, but lead them to destruction, should have left them alone. For to lead one's own self to destruction, at least they have the chance to turn back and repent. For the Most High will reveal the saving grace upon their life to save themselves. But for many, meaning one who takes account to be their leader, to have all the answers, and to vocalize and voice and to make speech of these answers unto the masses, and then the masses receive it, these answers, this so-called solution or solutions, and act upon them, not knowing if these answers or solutions are wretched and wrong. And it's the strong delusion for one to lose their souls. So upon judgment, who shall these souls blame? The one who led them astray. Do not get in leadership positions to teach, or spiritual priesthood positions to teach when you are not ordained to. For there are many souls that you shall allow to go into damnation. And these souls shall be multiplied against you for leading them upon that wretched path. So take heed to not the in-betweens too hard, or what you think. Always pray, always call upon the Most High for discernment, for understanding, overstanding, understanding, and to stand firmly upon knowledge. So take what I say with a grain of salt, and let it be savory upon the Most High, upon offering, as it is burnt, as a burnt offering, as a sacrificial offering, to remove ourselves from sins, from lies, from deceit. Not killing ourselves, but killing all foolery, sleep, blindness, deceit. Killing all these things off that slows us down in spiritual growth. So, taking heed to the Jezebel, which is this topic in upon topics. Some call Lilith, visits in your dreams, mainly upon your sexual sins, cheating, adultery, sexual acts that's so beneath mankind, humankind, whatever kind, even animal kind, bestiality, molestation, rape, harming a woman and child, and even decoration of animal, in which the Most High commanded you to be over, not giving all blame to the Jezebel spirit, but the weak spirit that accepts her. She visits all lustful flesh, and she commences the act with you to fulfill it. And once fulfilled, oh, your energy is zapped, taken away. Your situations are worsened. You may be caught upon committing adultery. You may be caught upon doing a deed to which it sends you into confinement, which we call jail and incarceration, behind bars. Would you rather be behind bars of man or behind the eternal bars in which the Most High commanded you to go and never come from? Stop playing with the Most High. For a lot of us wrestle with Jezebels, even the one that I just mentioned in this past broadcast. And those who follow by fan base, not by family base. For who puts faith in idols and not faith in the Most High? Even if these idols are flesh and making millions upon billions, and you can see them with your own eyes, but the Most High you can feel always, and you take heed not to. But these Jezebels fills all arenas, these Ahabs. Which is the male version to the female. Like Jezebel is the female version to the male that is weak. We all deal with these things. So take not anything here that is said out of context, because these things are direct and literal. And take edification of knowledge and discernment. So discern righteously and not by your own ego, the left side of you. Which the only thing on that side you can trust is your heart, which is on the left side to guide with the light, to shine light upon darkness, so that you can rain upon righteous thinking, shining light to the path to come back right to the right side from the left. So Jezebel, a lot of nations discerned his spirit. The Filipinos and Vietnamese discerned this as Aswang, or the female deity without half a body, just wings of a bat flying around with no bottom end. But these things, mythologies or whatever you call it, goes way back and far into time, a along with the divine mythos, literals, spirituals that we know within our ancient texts. For you have to discern mythology as spiritual truth spoken in a storytelling way to captivate and capture the lost, the children, and those who are really unknown to this knowledge because of life itself and how it plays out. There's reason to everything. So this Jezebel is everywhere. If you deal with it, you are married to it. It's not because your specific spouse that you deal with is Jezebel, or she may could have be Jezebel and filled with her spirit. She comes nude, naked, fertile, having all the characteristics of being fertile, the curves, you know, the womb, the breast in which heaven promises, she promises, but not in that way, for she promises a false heaven, a false womb, a false nurturing breast for you to suckle on and gain wisdom. No, she is that of draining souls. She comes to you in dreams. And then after that dream and after her fulfillment, you are either losing your marriage by action you committed, getting caught, going in jail for something wretched in your sexual deeds, STDs, loss of marriage, loss of child, many, many more things shall come about when dealing with Jezebel. You can also lust, not for the body, for a sexual fulfillment, but material, for material gain. Setting up shop in the early native lands, a seal was rectified or made erect, but didn't go far, and it's not surely erect. For the phallus of the god, a man, shall always be erect. Discern what I say, and I take the mind and go into the land of Jezebel and to troll against what I just said. But we had order, which is lost. But now, lust, sin, abominations are our rulerships. They are being removed as we speak. Some believe it, some don't. Some see it, some won't see it until the pit, until it's too late. But something came upon these lands and erected a shield, a symbol among the stars, as if they were God. An eagle, not a golden hawk, not a golden eagle, not a falcon, not a harpy eagle that was found in the wilderness, saving the people. Even a bald eagle, giving light and radiance around the head, giving atonement. Sackcloth. For if you look at eagles, look at the body structure, like the harpy or the golden, or especially the harpy eagle, has the dress of an apron, undefiled, a white apron. If you look at the structures, rises to the highest heights, eagles in general, falcons, hawks, the fastest speeds, dwell amongst the mounts, sometimes takes out goats, rams, serpents, mammals of great stature, birds, no. The ibis, the ibis. Not only these animals, many animals that give significances in the totems of scripture, in which we deem are Hebrew by ancient antiquity. But getting into this, what was brought into these lands was the seal and the 13 stars that it attempt to magnify itself upon. By that in which gives blame to Charles Thompson, who gave blame to be the source of bringing about this seal, but it's just simply the face of many evils. And then the same one to end its time and be casted out among its own. But still, the seal still stands. But to then to go into scripture and try to interpret scripture. Like when they came out with the slave Bible. Do not add nor take away. So the result of this error was the Black Wall Street. If you discern timelines and discern it of the people, but the people hearken not to their Shiloh, their freedom, for they still use foreign currencies or foreign ways, tools of the foreigner, using a foreigner's currency or monetary system. Even with the temple, non-temple still existed within lands where people, their own, still struggled, enslaved under bond and captivity. Why would the Most High free one side of greedy people and not free the humble? Discern surely on why Black Wall Street fell perpetually, because this moment was not just in the lands in which you are taught, but across the Americas, is what we call, in the South, in the East and West. There were freedoms. I said reparations, but you cannot gain reparations from a foreign system. How can a foreign system create its own currency to give you relief that is placed upon the lands in which it's stolen from you? Where's the reparation at? It's not in currency. Even upon land is not. For would you be given bonuses, or would you be given some form of retribution or some form of savings that has been that has been built up and accumulated for you and communicated to you in subtle ways, but you took not heed and fought not for it. So by their strong deceit and slight ways of the slick hand, they claimed it, deeming you not worthy. We are conditioned by contract to condition you more into a solidification of a contract to be brought about not by birth certificate or bond, but solidified by the mark which ye shall avoid. But many would not avoid because they depend on the system of bondage, Babylon. For hasn't it been scripture that some still went back to Babylon, not seeking their own freedoms, not willing to dwell in nature in which they begun? But yet still they go back. Let this be communicated to you, just like the small ding upon the phone that I've just received the message, showing that we are still in this world, having to tend to other things and praying that those other things has God in it and a call for you to dwell in, to manifest and to make correct and fix, in which he brought you to fix it. Or rather, if it's a healing tool, a mediation there for rest, let it be. Use that tool of healing. Mediate yourself into rest, for there may be a bench there for you to sit upon. And that bench may be surrounded by an eternity of love, of preserving, of things that hold you steadfastly upon love, ecstasy, bliss, things that you surely can cherish forever, day by day, and not wait the next day to see the bad day come again. For how long shall we have good days? How long shall we have good days, and then to come upon a bad one, to be discouraged again? Duty calls as duty calls upon me. How many warnings shall we get? 1, 2, 3, 4. How many do we discern? Just the ones in our lifetime and not the ones that came before us? Oh, warnings are at its peak, spilling over, falling upon your heads. Still, ye have not taken heed? Much love. O Most High, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, let this be blessed. This is the 15th hour, and this ends the 24th of July, 2019. Let you be blessed. Be judged in righteousness. Oh, beware to be judged in sin. Change now.